Amen. returning once again to contemplating the sphere, paying attention to the east behind Roberta and Pauline, paying attention to the energy of air, to the energy of the morning, spring, wind, the breath that impregnates, that brings new life. Paying attention to the Archangel Raphael, who stands in the east in the colors of the dawn, feeling his vast wings spread out above, below, from side to side, holding the entire quadrant of the east. Feeling the protection and the blessing of Raphael. Bringing your attention round to the quadrant of the south, behind Andy and Siobhan. Being aware of the place of noonday, of summer, of fire and light, the sun at its zenith. Being aware of the Archangel Michael, the warrior whose face shines like the sun, in the colors of red and gold and fire, feeling its vast wings spread out from side to side, above and below, holding all of the quadrant of the south in protection and blessing. Bringing your attention round to the west behind Marcella, the place of twilight, the place of autumn, the place of sunset, the place of the great waters. Feeling the cleansing, purifying energy of Gabrielle. She stands in the west in the colors of silvers, greens and blues, the watercolors, opening her wings, the seal above and below and from side to side, holding the entire quadrant of the west. Bringing your attention to the north behind me. Paying attention to the place of midnight, of winter, of the deep earth. Paying attention to the Archangel Uriel. She stands in the north in black and indigo and black greens, protecting and blessing the north, strengthening the sphere with the deep root of the earth, with the power of stone. She blesses and protects the north as she unfolds her wings, above, below, and from side to side. Sealing the sphere. Feeling the angel's wings wrapping round the whole sphere of our experience as a group. But blessing, protecting, interlocking, holding. And now inviting the four angels to clear the sphere, to remove everything that is not needed and not important, so we are left with a clear field of new potential. Everything is made new, renewed. And once again, allowing ourselves to drop down to the bottom of the sphere, to the place where the angelic wings lock together to seal the sphere. And inviting the angels to just open the wings a fraction, to allow in the earth fire. Feeling the red, fiery energy of the deep earth comes surging into the sphere, letting it bring us upwards to the center point. Rising up to the top of the sphere, to the place where the angel wings interlock, inviting them to open so that the star fire descends from the high place to the low place. letting the two streams come together in whatever way they come. The star fire and the earth fire. Relaxing into the stillness, relaxing into the flow, relaxing into stillness. Being open to the energy of the new sun. feeling the energy of the new sun, feeling the power of the greater universe balancing itself within the sphere, aligning all parts of your being with the sphere, with the new sun. Letting these energies sink into your cells. Letting yourself rest in the stillness that is underneath everything. Aligning yourself with that deep energy of the center that is both the arch, keystone of the arch of heaven and the foundation stone of the depths. The place where all opposites are resolved. The central stillness that gives rise to all movement. Hearing this ancient prayer. In the name of the Son of Light, the Son of Maria, foster son of breed in Avalon, keystone of the arch of heaven, who joins as one the forks upholding of the sky. His the right hand, his the left hand, his the rainbow letters all in rich fermented milk. We will go in his name in all shapes of shapes, in all colours of colours, upon the path to peace. 'Tis the Son of Light, the Son of Maria, saying, ask in my name, and all shall be given to you. Enter in my name, you will not be cast out. Do you see us here, O Son of Light? Says the Son of Light, I see.